Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Couple things. I'm going to tell you a great court story in just a second, but first I have to point out that we crossed 60,000 subscribers in this channel last night. Thank you very much. Another milestone. I love seeing those big numbers, and I appreciate the support. Number two, I posted a video yesterday asking for a job in radio. I got some very good responses, and I believe I might have this worked out to where, if everything works out, somewhere down the road, I'm going to be able to post a video of what it's like, me being a disc jockey in this day and age. So as soon as I have things firmed up, we'll talk about it. I will let you know in advance, you know, how you'll be able to listen, where it's going to be, the whole shooting match. And then also my goal is to shoot a video of it and be able to put the video here and say, hey, look, I played you sound of what I sounded like back in the day. Here's what it looks like when I'm playing the music on the radio. But I was reminded of a story recently, and I was telling the story to somebody, and I said, you know something, I don't think I've ever told that story on the channel. And I was in 36th District Court a while back, and that's the busiest district court in Michigan, it's got to be. It's in downtown Detroit, and they handle quite a few civil cases, quite a few criminal cases. It's a very, very large courthouse. The volume is huge, and one of the reasons the volume is huge is that there's a lot of lawsuits filed down there on behalf of subprime auto lenders, and Jalopnik has done a great series of articles on that. If I can dig up the link to that, I'll put it in the description below, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I was simply in court on a lawsuit in front of a judge at a settlement conference, and the courtroom was kind of busy, and the judge called us up and said, you know, where are you guys at? Are you close to settling? Do you need my help? And very, very helpful judge, and not all judges want to get involved in settlement conferences, and some do, some don't. You know, some just say, hey, if you can't settle, we'll try the case. You know, what do you want to do? So while we were talking to her, I saw her look over my shoulder towards the door, and then she goes, oh, wait a second. She goes, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to move you guys aside for a second so I can take care of another piece of business. And we're like, sure, go right at it. It's your courtroom. You never know, right? Courtroom is packed. And she goes, no, but just stay here. She goes, stay here. She goes, I think you might like this. Stay here. Now my curiosity's piqued. So I step back and my client's standing there and the opposing counsel's there and the person we're suing is there. And so we just step back to the counsel table and she motions and she says like this to the people who just walked in the door. And it was a young man and a woman who turned out to be his mother. And the young man was wearing a suit, but you know, it wasn't an expensive suit, but it was, you know, white shirt, a tie, jacket, and I'm guessing he was 18-ish, you know, I just, you know, looked over and, you know, he dressed up for court. And his mom was next to him, and again, she had dressed up also, and I don't mean this in any judgmental way, but I'm simply pointing this out because I think it does play into the story, that the mother and the son didn't have a lot of money, but they made an effort, and that I think is important. And so the judge said, come on up. And she motions him, but the clerk doesn't call a case. Normally the clerk will say, calling the case of Johnson versus Smith, you know, 19-0417.ck or -ck to indicate the case name. So it's, you know, they put it on the record. So this is clearly not an official proceeding in that sense. And I see the judge digging around on her desk and she's got something up there. And she calls them up and she says to the young man, she says, you know, how are you today? And he goes, I'm very well. And the judge addresses the mother and goes, how are you today? And the mother goes, I'm doing fine, Your Honor. Thank you very much. And the judge now speaks to the court, the whole courtroom. And she goes, this young man was in front of me a few months ago. And I looked at his case and I considered his case and I thought to myself, you know something? He's only in front of me because of one thing. In other words, he'd never had any problem with the law before. He was in front of her on one problem. She didn't say what it was. She didn't say you were charged with this, you're charged with that. She didn't even say if you were convicted. She just said, you were in front of us on an issue. And she said, and for everyone in the courtroom to understand, she said, and I looked at you and I asked myself, at your age, this one thing that you're in front of me on, She goes, I thought to myself, whether you were here because you made a mistake or whether you were here because you really needed to have your life go in a different direction and possibly, you know, jail or something. And she said, and do you remember what I told you? And she said that to the young man. She asked him. And he said, yes. He goes, you told me that I should go back to school and get my diploma. The kid had dropped out of school and gotten in trouble. And the judge, in essence, said, look, go back to school and get your diploma and come back into court and stand in front of me when you've done that. And then we'll see what we're going to do with you. Again, like I said, I don't know if he was convicted. I don't know if he's, I don't know what the situation was. But she said, you know, did you do that? What did you do? You know? And the kid holds up and he's got in his hands a diploma, you know, piece of paper. And he goes, I graduated high school. This is my diploma. And the mother's standing next to him and she's looking proud that her son did this, but she also understands they're in a courtroom. I mean, it's not like this is graduation where, you know, everyone's celebrating stuff. This is still a very serious situation. And the judge goes, may I see it? And he goes, yeah. Kid walks up to the bench, hands her the diploma. And, you know, we've all read diplomas, you know, and she looks at it. She's like, this is beautiful. And she reads the diploma out loud, you know, and you know how diplomas read, you know all men by these presents that by the authority invested in me by the board of whoever, you know, so-and-so, you know, first name, middle name, last, all, you know, the full Monty, Stephen as opposed to Steve, that kind of thing, has fulfilled the requirements and is granted this diploma upon his graduation from high school. You know, this is a high school diploma. She reads the whole thing to the courtroom and she goes, you know something? She goes, I'm inclined to think that now as I look at you here and I look back on you when you're before me last time, that this is you. That the old previous time you were here before me was when you were in a bad place. And I'm not getting the exact phraseology right, but I know the spirit of what she said, and I'm close. And she said, based on that and my beliefs here, looking at you, looking at your mother, looking at your high school diploma, she goes, I think that it's better that we judge you as you stand here today and not as you stood here previously. And then she pulled out his file and she goes, I've got your file right here. And again, I don't know what the underlying case was. I don't know what he was charged with. I doubt that it was anything that serious, but she said, but we're going to take all of this into account, I don't know if she dismissed the case. Again, I don't know if he'd been found guilty of something. I don't know if he'd been found guilty, but they were going to, sentence him later. I don't know what sentence he may have faced, but all I know is she basically said, look, I could have thrown the book at you, but instead, because you went and got your high school diploma and you appear to have your act together, and I'm hoping I never see you again under these circumstances, I'm going to actually go easy on you. I don't know if the case got dismissed. I don't know if it was simply taken under advisement, if that was even something that was capable. But all I know is that she had a young man before her who was basically at the edge of adulthood. And she'd found out that he dropped out of school and gotten in trouble. And she actually said, hey, dude, get back on the tracks, get your high school diploma, and this is going to be the one break you get. Now, he might get other breaks in life. I don't know. Or he might not. He might just go right back to a life of crime. I don't know. But all I can tell you is that we were moved. I was moved. And I remember sitting there going, like, usually when I get disrupted in court and something gets delayed and I got to sit there and wait, it's like, oh, God, you know, I'm going to watch a bunch of attorneys argue over some nonsense. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm glad I saw this. I actually was glad I saw it. And I actually thought to myself, like, think about this. This could be the defining moment in that young man's life, especially if he takes advantage of it. And so the judge goes, thank you very much for coming. I'm glad you came back. Obviously, I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you got your diploma. And, you know, go out and make something of yourself. And again, the mother's, you know, standing next to her son, you know, beaming. And the kid didn't, you know, I mean, he you could tell that he was moved by it as well. And it's kind of funny because I was standing not far from him. And when the judge indicated she's going to go back to business, the courtroom broke out into applause, like clapping, spontaneous applause like you see in a movie. And the kid was close enough to me where I reached over and I said, you know, congratulations. I shook his hand and he's, thank you. You know, he doesn't know me. I'm just, I'm just a guy in a suit wearing a tie, just like he is. We're peers, you know? And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I've seen weird stuff go down in courtrooms. I've seen people hauled out in handcuffs who didn't come in handcuffs. I've seen a guy jump over a table and try to attack a judge. I've seen weird stuff in courtrooms. And that was probably the most beautiful thing I've seen in a courtroom. And again, I apologize for not knowing more of the facts. I didn't want to sit there and ask questions. I never thought I'd be doing videos about this kind of stuff. But there's no question that what happened was, like I said, young man in trouble, may have just made one mistake. And we all know that in the trajectory of our lives, there are occasions where something bumps us off course. And if you keep going off course, it can get tragic. And we've all seen that where we run into somebody years later and you go, how'd they get here from where I last saw them? You know, and I've met many people who've told me that I had the chance where my life started going off course and somebody came along and popped me back on track. And I realized that if they hadn't done that when they did that, many people, I again know many people who can say, I can tell you who the guy was, who actually the woman was or who the person was. And I hope that right now that young man, I'm guessing he might be pushing 30 right about now. I'm hoping that he tells people and looks back on it and says, you know something? I was actually on a bad path and I got lucky enough to wind up in front of a judge who had the wisdom and the compassion to actually say, you know something? One mistake at your age, perhaps we can turn this into, excuse the cliche, but a learning experience. And kid got his diploma and hopefully, I hope he went on with a good life in that respect. So that's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, court stories. And I apologize for not knowing better facts about it. Again, I didn't quiz any of them. I simply saw what happened from the viewpoint of a spectator. But it was moving. It was beautiful. And it happened in the 36th District Court, which if you ask any attorney, they'll say there's nothing beautiful that ever happens there. It's a big brick of a building. Looks like a prison. And it's got weird hallways that are angular. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Everything about this building is designed to make you think it's an institution where bad stuff happens. And instead, out of that arose something this beautiful. So I hope you enjoyed it. True story. I was there. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later.